Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.
Music Master on Today FM.
Are you excited, Neil Woods?
Dave, I couldn't be more excited.
Tell you what, it's Neil Woods' birthday, everybody. Happy birthday. Yeah. Neil, you share your birthday with some amazing people. My mother, my brother-in-law, and my auntie. How about that?
Oh, good stuff, right? Pretty good company.
Happy birthday to you. You doing anything special, or did you do it the weekend? Are you doing it the weekend coming? What are you doing?
It's the big 4-0, so I had the family down the weekend.
Oh,
we're
doing
friends this weekend, so I thought I might as well have two parties, treat myself, you know?
Excellent, why not? Well, listen, a big happy birthday from us all here. Hopefully, you'll crown your birthday by being a music master. Are you ready to jump in and choose your category?
Yeah, indeed, fire
away. Let's do it.
Round one.
As usual, when you're first up, Neil, you got three to choose from. You can have Swaying at the Screen, Splish, or Coming Up.
I'll go with Splish.
Splish. Okay, these are water songs I'm going to ask you about. So song has something to do with water somewhere in it. 60 seconds on the clock. Your time starts now. Tried to Keep You Close to Me is the opening lyric to which water-themed song?
Okay,
Hold Back the River. According to Coldplay, every teardrop is a what?
Waterfall.
Yes. Boney M sang about the rivers of where?
Babylon.
Yes. Finish the song title, Cake by?
The Ocean.
Yes. Letting the Days Go By, Water Flowing Underground is a lyric from Once in a Lifetime. Who is the artist?
Talking Heads.
It is. Ocean Eyes is one of the very early releases from which two-time Oscar winner? Billie Eilish. Did Billy Joel sing about a river or an ocean of dreams?
River of dreams.
He did. Was Sea Within a Sea an album for the horrors or the joys?
The horrors.
Yes. Who sang We Are Sailing, We Are Sailing?
Rod Stewart.
He did. The song Under the Sea appears in which Disney film?
That would be Little Mermaid.
It would. Waterfalls was a hit for which 90s band? The Stone Roses? No, hang on. The Stone Roses or Suede?
That would be the Stone Roses.
It would. Finish the song title. River Deep? The drums are in. You knew it, but I can't give it to you. Jeez, you did very well there for a birthday boy.
Two, three, four,
five. Nine. Excellent.
Stuff.
That's a great score, Neil Woods, for your birthday. And let's make it even better now.
Okay.
Bonus round.
So in the bonus round, you get the chance to add to your score. You can actually get the chance to triple your score if you get all three right. And we're playing chopped up tunes, okay?
Okay.
So these are songs you know. We've cut them into little bits, put them all together badly, like a bad jigsaw. And you got to work out what the song is based on. I need artist and title of each one and your clue of the fact that they're water songs applies, all right?
Okay.
Here's your first one.
That's Adele. I can't think of the name of the song.
Bit of water theme there. Set Fire to the Rain. That's what that one's called. Okay, try this one.
That's Prince and Purple Rain.
It is Prince and Purple Rain. You got yourself a point on the board there. What about this one? Because baby, when you go, you
were my everything. Baby, when you go, the lovers with umbrellas. We're not a clue, not my cup of tea.
Okay, that's the script and a song called Rain. So 9 plus 1 gives you a great score of 10. 10 is a fantastic score there, Neil Woods, for your birthday. It might be enough to get you to the final. It might not. Rachel and Monaghan's going to have a go in a few minutes' time. We'll see how she does, but right now, be proud of yourself. That's a great score on your birthday. 10, well done.
Master on FM.
How does it feel to be a music master? Well, lots of people know. Maybe it might be Rachel McEnany feeling it next. How are you, Rachel?
Hi, Dave. How are you?
I'm good. You're in Monaghan, are you?
Yeah, Carrick Cross, County Monaghan.
Very nice. And what are you doing?
Working from home today.
Right. And what kind of thing do you do?
I do books for a group of restaurants.
Excellent. Right. So a busy day, I would suggest.
Yep. Usually is, yep.
Well, let's distract you briefly and make you into a music master, hopefully. Let's jump into round one and see what category you want.
Round one.
So, Neil, who got a score of 10 on his birthday there, Rachel, he chose Splish. You can either have Swaying at the Screen or Coming Up. What would you like?
I'll try Coming Up, please.
Coming Up, okay. These are 2024 album releases. So questions about artists and albums that have come out this year or are coming out this year. 60 seconds on the clock. Here we go. James Arthur released his latest album in January. What TV show did he first find fame on?
I don't know.
The X Factor. The Smile features Tom York and Johnny Greenwood. What band are they also members of?
Radiohead?
Yes. The band Kneecap are best known for rapping and singing in English and which other language?
Irish.
Yes. Complete the band name. The Last Dinner What? The Last Dinner What?
I didn't hear it. I don't know.
Okay, The Last Dinner Party. Usher released his latest album, Coming Home, after headlining which major event?
Glastonbury?
No, it was Super Bowl. Zara Larsson released Venus this year. Is she Swedish or French?
Swedish.
She is. The song Too Sweet from the Unheard EP has become a mega hit for which Irish artist?
Hozier.
Yes. American Pie is a classic hit from which singer?
Don McLean.
Don McLean, yes. This Is Me Now was a 2024... Oh, there's the drums. Okay, let's add up what you got there and see. You got a score of 5, Rachel.
Okay.
Right, so that's still keeping you in the running, because if you manage to triple that in the Chopped Up Tunes, well, then you know what's going to happen.
Okay. Bonus round.
Right, so here we are. Chopped Up Tunes is what we're playing. You've got to identify these. They're still in your category of 2024 album releases. What you got to do is tell me the artist and title of each one. Here is your first one. What you think?
Beyonce, All the Single Ladies.
It is Beyonce, All the Single Ladies. Yes, her album came out this year. Congratulations. What about this?
Dua Lipa. Song is called...
I need your answer. Dua Lipa is correct. The song is...
Getting Over Him.
Almost. It's New Rules is what it's New called. Rules. New All Rules. Right, okay. And this one? Lose
That is, Although the World's Unfair, it's the script.
It's not
the script. It's, the other Irish
song. Yeah, the time is up, unfortunately. It is the other Irish one. Don't be sorry. It's Picture This and Things Are Different. Yeah. Listen. Right. But 5 plus 1 gets you a score of 6. So not good enough to get you to the final, Rachel, but I will send you out a Dave Moore mug. And when you're working from home there, you can have a nice cup of tea or coffee out of that, all right?
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, Rachel. Nice. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye. Bye-bye. And Neil Woods in Dundalk, birthday boy.
Yes,
10 was enough. 10 was enough. Right, enough. Let's see if you've got what it takes to be crowned a music master on your birthday. Final round. Okay, in this final round, Neil, I'm going to give you 3 clues to the identity of an artist. You get the year they were born, the place they're from, and a lyric from one of their songs. And then you'll have 10 seconds to tell me who it is, okay?
Okay.
The year is 1963. The place is Bromley in the UK. And the lyric is, "Suddenly I think I'm on the phone." It's not Sting, no. It's a Deck Pierce Block Rock and Beat special.
Suddenly I think I'm on the phone.
That is Fatboy Slim, Norman Cook from Eat, Sleep, Rave, Repeat. Eat, Sleep, Rave, Repeat. Listen, can't make you a music master on your birthday, Neil, but I'll tell you what, I will send you out the Dave Moore Bluetooth headphones as a little birthday gift for playing. Thank you so much. Have a cracking day. Enjoy the party at the weekend. And thanks for playing.
No problem. Take care.
See you, Neil. Bye. Bye-bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.